And it's your show. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features on our site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Can we break the news, Gardner?
Oh, yes.
Do we have a world
great
exclusive?
Idea. Yeah. Ian, thanks. That's an excellent idea.
Gardner's pregnant?
No, Gardner's getting married to you, Mark. Congratulations.
No, he's not.
I mentioned last week that there's some discussion going on behind the scenes about here in New Hampshire, you getting back on the air with your own show.
Yeah.
Because we've been sort of giving you the open microphone to come and spouse your viewpoints on a once-a-week basis, because I know how it is when you're off the air. Because you used to be on a couple different New Hampshire radio stations.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, things happen and people get fired, and that happened to you. And
yeah.
So, you know, I know that when you're not on the air, you want to be on the air, you got to have that microphone in front of you. So that's one of the reasons why I brought you in here, besides the fact that I enjoy having you on the show.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend.
But you've been wheeling and dealing with a certain radio station, and you told me just moments before the program here that the deal is pretty much sealed. You don't think we're going to jinx anything at this point, right?
No.
Like it's pretty much 100% Monday next week. So this coming Monday,
yes,
you're going to be back on the air here in New Hampshire doing 5 days a week in the afternoon.
Yeah, Ian, I am. And thank you and Mark both for being such stand-up guys and letting me come out with you guys.
Well, you know,
I
was so scared when you were talking about leaving the state and going out to California and doing your writing thing, which I know you love to do. And I, of course, am somebody that thinks, well, you know, you should follow your dreams and do what you think is best for yourself. But, New Hampshire needs you, Gardner, and I'm glad you decided to stick it out. And I knew you'd find another gig, and so you have done it. And so starting Monday, can we say what station?
Yeah, if you would so desire, do so. Absolutely.
For our New Hampshire listeners, and I don't know if they have a stream, so this may
they
be...
They do.
Yeah, okay,
do
excellent. Yep. Okay, so this is for anybody then. If you want to catch Gardner's new show, is it still going to be called Against the Grain?
It will be Against the Grain, and it will continue to do all the weird things that we used to do. Absolutely.
Excellent. If you want to catch Gardner's Against the Grain, it debuts, re-debuts, re-premieres Monday afternoon at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on WTPL, that's 107.7, I believe, in Concord, New Hampshire.
Absolutely. So it's an FM.
It's an FM talk.
He's back on FM talk.
What's the wattage?
It's pretty big.
It's a couple thousand watts, but they must have their antenna up on a mountaintop or something.
Exactly. All the antennas are on mountaintops here in the
area. Yeah, everybody
it's a monster signal.
So, Gardner, are you going to do those little bits like you used to do?
Absolutely.
Old-time radio.
Absolutely. And we're going to have the old Sherlock Holmes old-time radio theater tonight. The Adventures of, you know, that sort of thing. We're going to have the Sherlock Holmes. We're going to have visits from Mitsu Hitachi, of course, who predicts the future for us by moving furniture because he's a master of feng shui. Oh, Gardner, so good to have you here once more. And and we'll also have some more caveman radio bits with Grumpy Old Caveman. And my niece, Evolved Girl, so should be good.
Now, so not only are they going to be allowing you to stream it, but will they also allow you to podcast the show via LibertyConspiracy.com, your website?
Yeah, and Ian, I got to say, you know, one of the things that has been just so terrific is you guys have let me use some of the audio when I'm on here over at Liberty Conspiracy, because we were using Liberty Conspiracy as not only a way to get out written information about news articles and stories in the news and so on that would pop up, but we would have audio content. People could click on the little player on the side, or they could download it if they wanted to and subscribe. And it's been great to keep up with the Liberty Conspiracy, and we have a lot of subscribers over there, but it's been frustrating because I wanted to do larger things with it. We have all the old skits from the show on two CDs. We're going to start offering those up for sale at the site, and
that's
T-shirts
cool.
And bumper stickers. Yeah, so we're going to have all sorts of cool stuff over there, and I've been sort of waiting to let it sort of explode. And now we're going to have not only that station in Concord, but they're going to be firing up a number of other stations around the area. And
I don't know if you're supposed to talk about that part.
Well, they're
probably hush hush.
Half of it I can.
Okay.
And so they're going to be starting some things up in an area where I was just on the air previously. And a lot of the folks in the area are waiting for that. They're all aware of that, and everybody's very excited about it. So we're going to have probably the largest saturation for the show that we've ever had in the entire state. It's going to be
awesome.
It's going to be big. Yeah, so I'm pretty excited about it. It's going to be awesome.
So there you go. Congratulations
thank
to you, Gardner.
Thank you,
and
thank
I'm
you.
Hoping that I know that you're a busy guy and everything, but I'm hoping that we'll still see you on Free Talk Live.
I am still reserving my Mondays, okay. My brother.
All right, good enough.
Yeah.
I am pleased.
Oh, yeah.
800.
You're going to get tired of that. Doing full time during the day and then driving out here an hour and a half.
Yeah, it might be something where I'm saying to myself, guys, I didn't get to talk about this on the air. Forget what you're saying. I want to talk. And you'll be like, oh, geez.
Well, your show, when I heard it back when it was on the other stations, you focused on New Hampshire issues, but you also went to national issues.
Yeah.
So Free Talk Live is always going to be a venue for you to really harp on the national issues.
And absolutely.
Wider audience here.
You got it, man.
All right, 800-259-9231. We're here to do Free Talk Live tonight and talk to you about whatever's on your mind. You can bring up whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231. Lots to talk about, but let's start with the police state.
Mm.
Or, well, I don't know if this is so much of a police state story as it is just another story to indicate the ever-increasing level of government control. In fact, this is one of those stories where it's the government borrowing a bad idea from another government. In the case of, this is the case of the United Kingdom borrowing a bad idea from the U.S. military. Here's what's going on. From the London Evening Standard, the Ministry of Defense over there has introduced new guidelines to prevent military personnel from talking about their experiences as members of the armed forces. Soldiers, sailors, and Air Force members will be prevented from blogging, taking part in surveys, speaking in public, or posting on bulletin boards, according to The Guardian.
Mm.
They'll also be barred from playing multiplayer computer games and sending text messages, photographs, and audio and video material without permission if they relate to defense matters. Now, we read a very similar story that, honestly, I haven't seen any follow-up on, so I have no way of knowing if they went through with this. I feel like they did. I thought that was what the story was that we were reading. But here in the U.S. military, the Pentagon has put similar restrictions on their active service members as well. So if you're over in Iraq and you were blogging through the official U.S. military internet connection, you are no longer allowed to do that. And you have to ask permission from your commanding officer anytime you wish to blog or do any sort of posting about your status in the military.
What happens if you're writing a personal email to someone else? Those might be screened, I suppose.
That's, as I understand it, everything outgoing is subject to screening at this point.
Yeah.
And they really made it sound like there was a severe chill on the freedom of speech for these military members.
Well, you know, with what happened with the New Republic just over the past couple of weeks with the American Spectator outing the New Republic and their military blogger who had claimed that certain things had happened, and now it appears through investigation, it appears pretty sure that much of what this guy said was happening in Iraq was bogus. Certain things, laughing at women who had been maimed by improvised explosive devices, IEDs, and things like that.
That sounds believable to me.
Yeah, well,
I've seen videos on YouTube and LiveLeak that showed the Marines or whoever, Army guys, laughing at some pretty awful things.
You know, in the military culture and in the hunting culture, you know, lots of things get laughed at or you become coarser. You know, you become very coarse. And
that's tragic.
Know, yeah, if you're out camping, you know, with a bunch of people, you're isolated from people, and that's just the way human psychology works. And the question is whether or not these claims by this guy, he obviously had an agenda, and so this apparently is in a response to that. And, you know, it brings the question, you know, if you are really at war, you know, hypothetically, if your nation really is at war, then what sort of parameters do you set up beforehand so that you can try to be successful? Do you want your guys giving out information? Remember when Geraldo Rivera was embedded in Iraq?
I think Bush shot that to hell when he made the deal with Turkey that he wouldn't split Iraq into three countries.
But now this isn't about tactical information. That's always sort of an embargo. I mean, that's sort of old news.
Yeah.
This is just about opinions. Because the military, in this case the United Kingdom, or our military, they want to sculpt, they want to mold the message coming out of Iraq or wherever it is they are. And they don't like it when individual soldiers get on and mouth off about their beliefs. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you'll be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com, the place to go. The features on the site, well, we give them away. Unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you $5, $6, or $7 a month for their sites, ours is for free. And that includes all the features, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photos and prove they listen to the show. We've got not one, not two, but three brand new Shriners that we added to the site today.
A bunch of them.
Valerie, Anya, and Tanya.
Nice.
No relation between Anya and Tanya.
Why would there be?
I don't know. It sounds, you know, it's alliterative. No, alliterative is when the first letter
is
the same. They rhyme.
I didn't know if there was a bigger word for that.
Very nice.
Use and sound smarter.
Sound very good, especially for the new ladies.
Shrine.freetalklive.com. Get you to it. That is shrine.freetalklive.com.
And Julia's bio is up now.
It's up.
With a picture of her when she's four.
Yes, driving a little bumper boat.
It's cute. You know, from here, just looking, they look like very fine additions.
Indeed, indeed. She hates that picture, by the way, Mark. She hates all pictures of herself.
It was very difficult
to get her to do this.
She's such a drama queen about the pictures. Everybody hates their, nobody thinks to themselves, oh, I'm so cute. Everybody's self-critical about the messages they leave on answering machines,
yeah.
Their own childhood photos. You know, get off it. Nobody else cares. It's just cute picture.
Exactly.
That's for everybody. I mean that all over the world. Anybody who says, oh, you can't look at my childhood pictures. They're so embarrassing. No, they're not.
1-800-259-9231.
You want embarrassing? One time when I was a kid, my mom woke me up, because I had gone to sleep on the way home in the car. And I had to, of course, pee before I went to bed every time. And for some reason or another, I peed in the waste paper basket instead of the toilet.
Oh, my.
Toilet. Yeah. Now, there's embarrassing.
That is. She didn't get a picture, though, so.
No, well, that would be embarrassing.
The guidelines. By the way, just a few more thoughts on this story from the London Evening Standard that the Ministry of Defense in the United Kingdom is now making it so their soldiers, sailors, and Air Force members can no longer blog, speak in public, post on bulletin boards, play multiplayer video games, send text messages, photos, audio or video without permission. The guidelines say, quote, all such communication must help to maintain and, where possible, enhance the reputation of defense. And that's the important point.
Mm.
Because the military does a fine job of, making itself sound wonderful, of, you know, imbuing society with this heartwarming feeling about our service members. Support our troops. They're doing good. They're keeping you free. War is a great thing for the economy. War is wonderful. We're doing the right thing in Iraq. And then when somebody who's actually in the military comes out and says, this is hell. I want to go home.
Yeah.
Get me out of here. As many military members are saying, I mean, look at the overwhelming amount of support for Ron Paul from military members. He is the number one most popular candidate as far as contributions are concerned. Military members are actually contributing to presidential campaigns. They're giving more money to Ron Paul. More military members are donating to Ron Paul than anyone else. That means that they want to go home because that's the message he's out there purveying.
Yeah.
And so the military hates it when a military member has the gall to come out and express his opinion for the awful war, the awful conflict he's been forced into.
In microcosm, what you've got there is a really an example of the top-down mentality regarding speech and dissent that can't be allowed in any sort of a free or pluralistic society.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it also goes to show that the government would prefer it if you didn't talk out about against what they have to say.
Yeah.
Now, they can control the military members.
Because they own them.
They do. They signed a contract, silly as it might have been. You know, they thought to themselves, well, my life isn't worth, and, you know, I can get a little direction in the military or whatever it is they thought. So they signed this contract. They probably, you know, who could possibly read the entire, military, what is it, the book called, the military
Code of Justice?
Code of Justice,
yeah,
or whatever. The whole book on what the rules are that you have to obey in there, the whole new set of laws and rules, how you sign away your personal liberties.
Mm-hmm.
So the military can control them. They can't control us, but they'd like to.
And what does this say about, as you say, Ian, about what's going on the ground down there that we're not hearing and we won't hear? You know,
exactly.
As you say, you know, the military is really backing Ron Paul. We have a lot of folks who would like to massage the message, make sure that they control it from the top. And so all the things were, is it that they're afraid that the news media is so against this war that they're just going to pick out things that will make everything look terrible? Because we often hear that, you know, a lot of the
neocons tell us. It's not necessarily the media. I don't think they're afraid of the media. They're afraid of anybody reporting on what an individual in the military has to say, even if it's just somebody reading the blog that they might be writing for themselves.
Yeah.
They don't like the message getting out there that the military is inefficient, that the military is inept, that the military is doing bad things,
mm-hmm.
that the members of the military are doing awful things, that higher-ranking members might be corrupt. I mean, all kinds of things have come out of Iraq, and a lot of it has been because of, you know, a soldier blogging or a soldier writing home to his family or something like that. And now they're clamping down. And what is this? How does that make you feel? You know, if you are somebody who is a lover of all things military, maybe when you were in the military, you had a little bit more freedom of speech. Now they're making it so you just don't have that anymore. How does that make you feel about the military now? Do you still shaking your fist in the air and going, yeah, you know, got to keep them under control, those loudmouths. You know, 1-800-259-9231.
I was going to say, one of the things that I often hear in the neocon radio, established radio thing, radio networks and things like that, you know, Fox News, is that, well, you know, if these reports are out there, you get a geometric increase in the coverage of these bad reports compared to the good news that comes out.
So we should stifle the anything that a military member has to say?
Well, that's the rationale that they provide.
Crappy rationale.
Exactly. You know, it's the fault of the left-wing media, so we've got to shut down everything because they might take it and put it disproportionately out there for people and give them the wrong impression.
Now, you guys know more about technical stuff than I do, and I'm sure that our listeners probably can call in with some answers on this, but what if you wanted to just do a anonymous blog, you know, Soldier X reports?
That's the only way you can do it now.
So you would be able to do such a thing?
You'd have to
do it on their computers.
Remember when we talked about this the first time, I think it was Puke or somebody else in the military had called in to tell us that when they were online in Iraq, they were typically not using the military's internet access. What they would do is they would go and borrow like a satellite dish or get some sort of local Wi-Fi point or something like that that they would take access from. So they were using local sort of Iraqi internet access or satellite access in order to get online. And so they weren't even
Iraq
using
rolling blackouts. What kind of internet access do they have?
It's possible some of them also right when they get out, but let's say they get restationed to Kuwait or they're back up in Ramstein or something like that, then they'll get on and tell what they just experienced or something in an internet cafe or something like that.
But they still, if you're getting on and you're posting as a military member and it's forbidden to post things as a military member, then the best you can do is to say, well, I'm a military member, and that's all I can tell you. Because you can't give them any identifying information. You can't
really
use
it on you.
Right, because then they'll track you down and slap some charges on you. So now anything coming out that seems outrageous from someone claiming to be a military member is almost, it's going to be unverifiable.
Right.
And this is bad news for those of you who actually care about freedom of speech and getting to hear the other side of what some military members think about their stay in Iraq. And now they're doing it over in the United Kingdom. So I just wanted to share that with you. Just looking at this free speech crackdown. It's happening here. It's happening there. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down, it's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Babies spend up to 15 hours a day sleeping and playing on a crib mattress. Standard baby mattresses are suspected of containing potentially harmful chemicals. The primary ingredient in most mattresses is polyurethane foam, a highly flammable petroleum product. At Naturepedic, we believe that your baby's health and safety are not negotiable. An organic cotton mattress is the first step toward a healthy and natural crib environment. At Naturepedic, the no-compromise organic baby crib mattress features organic cotton filling and a waterproof surface so pure that it meets food contact standards. A Naturepedic mattress provides a healthy sleep environment for your baby and a peace of mind for you. Go to naturepedic.com. That's naturepedic.com. Or call 1-800-91-PEDIC. That's 1-800-91-PEDIC. Call today.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgie Sacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit their website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets.
Call now, and with your order of Allicin, receive a free pH testing kit while supplies last. Call 805-595-2711. That's 805-595-2711. Or visit the garlic banner at GCNLive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Toll free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. Is Ian here with you?
And Guard.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features on the site for free. Archives included. An entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the site. For your downloading convenience, go and get them on us. That is FreeTalkLive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
800-259-9231 is our number. Let's go right to the phone calls and talk to Tim in Pennsylvania. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Hey, Tim.
I can't hear you real well.
I'm sorry. I don't know why that would be, but we can hear you fine. So if you just want to go ahead, and our board op will probably try to make some adjustments while you go ahead and get your point out.
Alrighty. Couple weeks ago, we have a lake here in Pennsylvania. It's Racetown Lake, and a few weeks ago, we have kayaks we take out there, and we took two kayaks out, and no, actually one kayak, and you'd paddle around, do stuff, whatever. And as we're coming back to leave, this patrol boat comes flying up, and these guys start yelling at us, and they ask to see our life jackets. Well, we were missing one, and we end up getting a fine for it, and it's $70.
Jeez.
And, I mean, we were done. We were at the dock just ready to get out, and they were real mean and rude. And, you know, I say, you know, if you don't have a life jacket, that's your choice.
As it should be. I think a lot of people that are forced to wear life jackets probably know how to swim. Did the person, you know, was the person in question an infant, or were they an adult who has probably swum before?
My brother was the one. He's about 20 years old, definitely could swim.
Yeah. I can understand the life jacket rule. I mean, I'm not for government intervention in your personal affairs, but I could understand if you were talking about an infant. You know, somebody who definitely, or a very young child that has not yet gone through swimming classes.
I don't think humans have changed that much from the Titanic, where they got the women and the children off, and the men went down with the boat. You know, that's what happens when you don't have enough safety equipment, is I think that it seems likely to me that an adult would sacrifice themselves for a child.
Sure.
I don't know that an adult couldn't, you know, an adult with a life jacket couldn't hold up a child anyway. But, you know, it seems unwise not to have the life jacket. You should have it.
Look, you guys, let's just get this straight. This is all part of the life jacket manufacturer's conspiracy. We all know. But, you know, it does bring the question, and oftentimes my mind travels in this direction, you know, where do we draw the line, particularly about children, where the state can intervene in our own affairs to protect us, but then what happens if we have kids and we're not doing what the majority thinks is appropriate for the protection of those children? It seems common sense to get something for your kid, particularly if your kid isn't that good a swimmer. But, you know, where do you draw the line? If they can make that sort of a decision to force you to get it for the kid and to force the kid to wear it, then what other things can they do? Can they get into your home? Where does that stop?
Well, the problem seems to be that they keep redrawing the line. So,
right.
You know, it might have used to have been that it was only for kids, and then they decided to make it for adults because there's an occasional adult who will drink a little too much and forget how to swim or something.
Right.
You know, who knows what the excuse was to expand it, but their control levels continuously expand out. A notch here and a notch there. Before you know it, they can tell you, you know, how to put your pants on in the morning.
Right, and the question is choice, I think, and I don't know how you feel about this in Pennsylvania, but for me, the question is choice. And as many times as we can give people the choice as possible, I feel much more comfortable. So if we were in a private paradigm, you may end up having the same sort of rules in order to get out to a lake, the group of people who own it, or if you privately own it and you come to an agreement with other people, you say, okay, we've come up with these rules, and everybody comes down here. If you're going to enjoy the water that we own, you're going to wear one.
Well,
that's a great point.
If they want to enforce that rule, that's fine. Then before the boat goes out, they would likely say, do you have enough life jackets for everyone? Not this. We caught you without a life jacket. $70, sucker.
Right. You could afford to have the enforcers out for that.
Doesn't really, you know, like this giving this fine, this negative reinforcement, it's strange. I mean, who benefits from this? You know, the state does, so that we can go around and find more people
right.
without
you
life jackets.
You could have taken that $70 and bought a life jacket, but not anymore. Now it's going to go into the coffers of the state.
Right. Now, it used to be, I know that, like when you had a problem with your vehicle or something like that, they'd give you 14 days or something to get that thing fixed, and then you had to get it signed by the shop where you got the
right.
you know light bulb that was burned out or whatever.
It's just like getting a doctor's note when you're in school.
But at the very least, what this would have allowed if they did this kind of thing is they would have send in the receipt for the life jacket that you bought. Well, I have one at home or whatever. I don't know. You know, some kind of to say that you put it in the boat to rectify it, as opposed to just giving out this negative reinforcement type fine.
Yeah, but you know, you and I both know it's all about the fines, though.
It is about
really
the fines.
About keeping people safe. It's about
fundraising,
the opportunity to pocket $70 here and there. And so, Tim, any other thoughts for us?
Later on, we went out again, and we had a cushion that said it was a PDF on the tag. Mm. It was like a cushion you'd send or something, but, I mean, it'd easily keep you up. So we went out with that, and this boat, you know, I mean, this was weeks later. You know, one of the patrol boats came flying up, and, you know, like, we showed it to them. They're like, no, that doesn't count. You know, don't go out with that.
They decided it doesn't count?
Yeah, they did.
Well, that's kind of them. They get to decide now what's a life jacket and what isn't.
I mean, you could not drown with it. I mean, so
it says personal flotation device on it.
Yeah, it did.
Well,
so we went back to shore and we got things rectified and let someone off or whatever. I mean, it was just a kayak. We went back out and they came, you know, flying back over in their boat. They sat at the end of the bay and waited for us.
God.
And they started yelling like, "Don't you dare go out and everything." And we're like, "We have enough now." And they're rude about it and it was ridiculous.
Yeah, well, customer service isn't a priority for these guys. Thank you for the story, Tim. It was a good one. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You just want to go out and enjoy a nice day on the lake or on the river or on the bay or wherever it is you're going to boat. And
can't get away from the bureaucrats.
Right, you can't get away from these people. They're down your throat every moment they possibly can. I mean, I'm surprised they didn't ask to search the boat while they were at it.
You know, that could have been justified under certain laws.
Right.
Talk about ramping up the tension.
Well, we also had a call last week from one of our Montana listeners who was also complaining about similar boating enforcement where they were doing a DUI check. And, I guess it's a BUI, voting while intoxicated.
These complaints aren't just the sort of things where you say, oh, well, you're a termagant. You're the sort of person who complains anyway. Termagant, my dad taught me that one.
Yeah,
that's a new one for me.
Yeah, you taught it to me.
Yeah. My dad was good with stuff like that. So he was, like, wicked good with words and stuff. So anyway, You know, it's not just that you want to, you're part of a culture of complaint or anything like that. It's that, look, there is a justified reason you're speaking out because you feel that this and other things are infringing on your ability to live the life that you would like to live, and you probably suspect it's happening to your neighbors. And that's not right.
Well, it's obviously happening to our neighbors. We're getting calls from them.
Yeah.
And it's outrageous. Can you defend the actions on the part of the boating cops? I just think these people should really get a life. Please, can you get a real job where you're actually helping people? You know, maybe providing a product or service that people actually want from you? I was watching this movie that Bill called in. Bill, who is one of the newer movers here to New Hampshire, he called in last week and recommended it to me, which I'll recommend to you guys because I've seen it now. It's great. It's called In Pot We Trust. It was on the Showtime Network's great little hour-and-a-half documentary. Mm-hmm. It's only an hour and a half, but it felt like it was over 2 hours. It was really just packed full of interesting scenes.
I was going to say, that's not a reference to any sort of chemical things in a time warp or anything, is it?
No, I don't think so.
Uh-uh. So it was really good.
It was very good. They followed various different sort of story arcs. It was a documentary, and so they followed some people that were using medical marijuana for the very first time. You got to see just the stunningly amazing effects that this drug had on these people. It was their first time ever, one of them was their first time ever smoking it. The other one, as Bill described to us, was a lady who, she had been smoking marijuana for medicinal purposes. She has this palsy, I think it is, mm-hmm. where she can't speak, and it's just the most awful speech impediment. She has the worst stutter you've ever heard. Mm. She can barely get words out, normally. 3 hits later, she's speaking normally. I mean, it's just miraculous stuff. And so, you know, you've got those people juxtaposed against the enforcers, right? They've got the DEA guy. They've got the guy that's out finding the plants and, you know, sort of following their stories at the same time. And I'm watching footage of these guys crawling around in fatigue through the forest looking for marijuana. And I'm just thinking, are you serious? I used to do that crap when I was, you know, 10 years old. Marlon Waits, Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products. Against the better judgment of my managers and advisors, I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my ultra-pure omega-3 fish oil capsules. That's right, find out how you can get a free bottle when you call now. You know how important fish oil is, but not just for your heart. It has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, stiff joints, even focus and concentration. That's why I've authorized a free bottle of our omega-3 fish oil to anyone who calls now. You'll also get a free book, The Best-Kept Secrets to Healthy Aging, with your free bottle. If you're even curious about what fish oil can do for you, let me send you a free bottle. I know you'll feel the difference. Our fish oil capsules have up to 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, and they're mercury-free. Experience the miracle of fish oil. Try it before you buy it. Get a free bottle and a free book by calling 1-800-505-4987. 1-800-505-4987. That's 1-800-505-4987.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
Ian Gard.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, and if you like the show, you should help support Free Talk Live by shopping at the Free Talk Live store. Just go to store.freetalklive.com, shop through our selection of excellent quality merchandise. I know you'll be satisfied. Everyone has with the great products we've got in the store. Everything from Free Talk Live hoodies, which are one of our newer items. And I'm anxiously awaiting my hoodies. Johnson said he was sending them to us this past weekend, Mark. So we should be getting those soon.
Yes. Apparently, I had to take a large so that you could get a medium.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
How nice of you.
Yeah, I could see that you were not going to be large.
You are a little bit larger than I am. Anyway, so we've got Free Talk
Live.
In
more ways than one, my friend.
We've got Free Talk Live t-shirts. We've got all kinds of stuff. Great classic archive DVD collector sets and more.
Got a big card.
At store.freetalklive.com. As the dollar continues to drop, precious metals rise. Make the trend your friend by subscribing to the International Speculator. Go to d2z.org and add the right precious metal mining stocks to your portfolio. That's d2z.org. As we go to the phones to talk to Jeff in Minnesota. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Jeff in Minnesota. Going once. Jeff in Minnesota. Going twice.
Hello.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey. Cottage Grove, Oregon.
I'm sorry, what now?
I'm in Cottage Grove, Oregon.
Well, sorry about that. Hello, Jeff, in Oregon. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to bring up Dr. Aubrey de Grey's appearance on Saturday. He's from the Methuselah Foundation and was on talking about reversing the aging process.
Yeah,
I thought
that was interesting.
Did you hear that, Mark?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I caught the webcast.
So what about Dr. Aubrey de Grey, who is anxiously trying to discover a cure for aging? What about it?
Well, yes, Eric in Michigan called in and was kind of a jerk referring to the interview as an infomercial, and I just thought I'd bring up the fact that when you have a guest on, you want to give them a chance to plug their book or their foundation or whatever. It's just as common courtesy in exchange for having them come on the show.
Absolutely. That guy was up at midnight his time. He stayed up late.
At 1 o'clock.
Well, it was 1 o'clock when the interview was over. He stayed up late for us to appear on our program, and he's a world-renowned expert. I mean, this is a pretty big dude to have on the show.
Now, Eric, you know, sometimes when you're a funny guy, your jokes fall flat, you know, and maybe he was, I'm just trying to take take his side here, maybe he was trying to tell a joke and it just didn't work out.
I think he just didn't like the topic because it wasn't political enough for him.
Yeah, you know, right, you're right about that. From time to time, I'll get the occasional email from somebody who's upset. You know, he started his phone call by saying, yeah, I tuned in to hear about Liberty, and I hear this infomercial or whatever. And, you know, I have to remind people from time to time, this isn't the show about Liberty.
No,
Free Talk Live is a show about anything.
that happens to be hosted by people who believe in freedom and liberty.
Yeah, you guys will bring up anecdotes about your life, funny things that happen to you waiting in a line at a fast food place or whatever.
We talked about breast implants on Friday night.
There
so, I mean, the topics are all over the place on this show. It's just that since we have that liberty mindset, that's how we can come at all of the issues. And it's essentially, it becomes
does set
a
us
show,
apart.
You know, it becomes a show that has a very heavy pro-liberty message, but that, you know, it fools some people into thinking that's what we're all about. And again, this is the show where you can call in and bring up what you want. So I appreciate you bringing that up. Any other thoughts for us?
Yeah, I really do appreciate your eclectic mix of topics and guests. And I also think that Dr. DeGray's research really does fit in with a lot of liberty ideas. A lot of people in the longevity movement are focused on science and reason and individual human achievement. And this was really a natural fit with people in the liberty movement who were are objectivists, came to it via, say, the work of Robert Heinlein. I suppose, the iconoclastic kind of view that you have to have as a libertarian, where you're not sort of hooked into this idea that, the traditional religious ideas are the idea that when it comes your turn to die, society says, you know, you lay down like a good boy in your grave and they shovel the dirt over you.
Right.
That it's, you know, if this, the idea that the individual has the right to live as long as he wants.
Absolutely. You know, you dug way, way, way deeper into that than I ever did. I just wanted the guy on because I like the idea of living forever. That's about as dig as far deep as I dug on that one. But I'm glad you liked the interview, and he's really an approachable guy. You could probably email him. I don't know how much email he gets, but he certainly responded to the email that said international radio opportunity in the subject. But thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. If you missed the interview, Dr. Aubrey DeGray, it's posted right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. And, of course, all of our past interviews of all of the guests we've had on the show, which are, you know, I think of less than 50 at this point. We don't really have guests on too very often.
No.
But so when we do, since it's such an unusual thing, we will take the time to post their full interview on our website for archival purposes.
And I have to say that, you know, he picked a great photograph, but it's clearly not quite as nice a photo as the ones that the new amplifiers and Shriners
yes.
have provided you.
He's not the most attractive of men, but then again, if you like really, really, really long beards, maybe you disagree.
You never know.
I think, you know,
never know.
Beards are human plumage. it's God's honest truth. I mean, what defines plumage? Look,
you mean like a peacock? That kind of thing?
The male of a species generally is the more flamboyant and beautiful of the species. This is true with lions in their manes, peacocks in their feathers.
I don't know.
Look, if you're talking
Elton John and Liberace, then maybe flamboyant peacock-like comes out.
I'm only talking about, you know, what sets males apart from females in the sense of, you know, what you can view from the outside, and beards are male plumage.
Any of you guys looked at the beard that James Bovard has? You know, he's got this funky. I'll have to tell James you said that. It's
I don't know
close.
Who he is.
James. He's a great writer on limited government and criticizing those who
You'll
are
see
in
him
power.
On Lou Rockwell from
yeah,
time to
he's
time.
Real good. Real good.
You guys
but,
remember these
you know,
people's
Mark,
names. I don't.
In my visits here to the show, I have to say there are two statements now that have stuck with me so well from you. One is, I just wish those anarchists would leave me alone, which I think is just so funny for people who are really digging political philosophy. The people who adhere to the non-aggression policy, I wish those guys would leave me alone. I love that.
Right.
I want that on a bumper sticker. And then this one,
but
beards are just human plumage.
Right.
I see where you're coming from in that you can see it from a distance, Mark, but I think there are a lot of ladies out there that don't appreciate having a prickly beard pushed up against them when they're receiving a kiss from the man.
Completely that some women like beards and some don't. Certainly my wife doesn't like facial hair.
I bet it's most
My mother doesn't like it, you know, but I don't know about most or anything. But what that is that's just...
you should start a poll on
that's
the
just a
polling pit.
You could start.
You go to bbs.freetalklive.com. There's a polling section. You can start polls in there about whatever you want. People will vote on them.
Now, take a look at the pictures of the presidents chronologically. You'll see that Washington, Jefferson, Adams, all these guys, no facial hair.
Mm-hmm.
Then you start in with.
That had to be a pain in the butt, too.
I'm not 100% sure who the first
beard,
one is,
right.
But Lincoln got a beard.
Mm-hmm.
Ulysses S. Grant has a beard. Grover Cleveland has a mustache. Then you see a rash of facial hair. Now, there hasn't been a president with facial hair, I don't know, since with Taft, maybe.
Huh.
Interesting point.
Yeah, so it's just it's just a fad. It's just what comes and goes and what people like.
Continuing with the phone calls, let's go to Don in New York. Don, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Hello, Don in New York.
Hey, what's Ian, Mark, and Kurt?
What is on your mind, Don?
I called to talk to Free Talk Live, but there's this infomercial about male plumage going on.
See, now there's a joke that flew.
Right?
There you go. I'm with you on that. Male plumage and ZZ Top, they must be the king males, right?
They absolutely are.
That was an interesting show you had Saturday with the doctor extending life. However, I will not be one to sign up for that. It's very scary.
You mean you would not want to live forever if you had the opportunity?
No, sir, no.
Why?
No. I just think 65 is about as long as I want to go. I don't want to be around in 150 years if we haven't collapsed the government and reformed it.
Are you going at 65, are you going to take yourself out?
No, of course not. No, I'll let nature do that for me.
So, I mean,
but I'm estimating somewhere around 65, 70.
Dr. DeGray was pointing out is that, you know, people don't like the process of getting old, and what he's looking to do is solve that. So, you know, you'd literally be able to reverse the aging process. Instead of continuing to get old and decrepit, you'd be able to either stay where you're at or actually get back to the way you were in your 20s. That would be something you'd just say, nah, that's all right. I like the idea of being in a wheelchair.
Yes, and just, yeah, living out. Because, I mean, why would you want to live to be 150 years old? I mean, it's not the first I've heard of the topic. I've heard it mentioned earlier this year that in 20, 30 years, 50 years, that other people believe that we'll be to a point where either we'll be merged with machines and then the advancement.
I, for one, welcome our new robot
master. We would
masters.
Be able to reverse the aging process. You know, in 25 or 30 years, I'm already going to be so old, you know, and it's going to be my time.
I understand,
you know?
And that you're validating one of the points I made on the show that Aubrey disagreed with, and that is that there are going to be a bunch of people, because, you know, overpopulation came up as a concern, right, that there would be a lot of people that are like you that are just, I want to die. And
that's the other thing, is how will this affect, it's obviously going to affect natural selection.
Maybe
because
so.
You're going to be altering the natural selection process in a huge way.
Don, thanks for the call, and enjoy your death. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.